The Osgood Files, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We've all heard about the growing number of close calls involving drones.
So far this year, pilots have reported drones flying near their aircraft at least 650 times, nearly triple all of 2014.
What we haven't yet heard is what the FAA intends to do about it. More after this from Charlie. In June alone, there were 138 reports of close encounters between aircraft and drones, compared to 16 in all of last year. CBS News correspondent Chris Van Cleve asked the head of the FAA, Michael Huerta, if that worries him.
The very, very small ones we feel represent much less of a hazard. We're much more concerned about the higher performance unmanned aircraft, those that are interacting in the airspace with commercial aircraft.
For a long time, the only warning from the FAA was to the people who try to shoot them down, because under the rules, a drone is treated as if it were an aircraft. But the close calls between drones and some of the aircraft fighting the wildfires in California this year seem to have convinced the FAA it's time to crack down.
If you are flying an unmanned aircraft in a way that is unsafe, we will find you and we will hit you where it hurts. The penalties are pretty significant. There can be fines of up to $25,000 and possibly significant jail time.
So you say that we'll find you, but it doesn't sound like it's all that easy to find them.
It's not all that easy to do, but that doesn't mean that there's any less resolve on our part to do it.
There's a lot of resolve, but very few results so far. The FAA has issued only 5 fines for drone encounters since 2011, and since owners don't have to register drones, and since drones don't have to broadcast ID signals the way airplanes do, the only way to crack down would be to catch a drone in the act. I suppose the FAA could fly its own police drones. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.